For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A massive investigation is underway into Wednesday's shooting spree at a college bar in Thousand Oaks, California, that left 13 dead, including the gunman, by suicide.
The FBI Los Angeles Evidence Response Team is processing the crime scene here, as well as the subject's vehicle and the home.
The FBI's Paul Delacorte.
We're going to pursue the leads that are developed from that evidence, wherever they take us, identify any possible motivation, paint a picture of the frame of mind of the subject, identify any potential radicalization or any associates.
The gunman, identified as 22-year-old Ian David Long, spent 7 months deployed in Afghanistan. Neighbors say he was suffering from PTSD. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Trump is going over a list of names to be his next attorney general now that Jeff Sessions has resigned. For now, the Russia investigation will be overseen by acting attorney general Matthew Whitaker. Democrats are calling for him to recuse himself. Protesters demonstrated today in several cities calling for protection of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe. Marchers turned out in many cities, including New York, Boston, Dallas, Greensboro, North Carolina, Chattanooga, and Washington, D.C. A wildfire has forced thousands of people from their homes just east of Chico, California. Governor-elect Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency. Lynn Tomakoff is from CAL FIRE.
There were some people that abandoned their cars on the roadway because of the fact that they were trapped and could not get past the stop traffic and fire was encroaching.
Videos on the Internet show first responders rescuing people from a hospital in Paradise. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The former Attorney General for New York is not facing abuse charges, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The special prosecutor appointed to investigate allegations that former New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman physically abused women says she has closed the case without bringing criminal charges. Nassau County DA Madeline Singus announcing her decision in a brief statement saying investigators did a, quote, exhaustive review and she personally interviewed each woman who had accused Schneiderman of assault. But she says she concluded statutes of limitations and other legal impediments made it impossible to charge Schneiderman. Schneiderman saying he doesn't consider the decision an exoneration, saying in a statement, quote, I recognize the DA's decision not to prosecute does not mean I have done nothing wrong, adding, I accept full responsibility for my conduct. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A number of midterm races remain undecided. The Florida Senate race could be headed to a runoff. Republican Rick Scott is suing the Broward County, Florida election supervisor to turn over records showing how many ballots have been counted.
We've all seen the incompetence and the irregularities in vote tabulations in Broward and Palm Beach for years. But here we go again. I will not sit idly by while unethical liberals try to steal this election from the great people of Florida.
Scott holds a narrow lead over incumbent Democrat Bill Nelson. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.